Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson, Bostic here with you. Callis as well. On the Fan Morning Show, I think Crowley is probably landing right now. What do you think, in a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think his nerves are right now? Let's remember, like, him being on the ground is probably a little bit better than him being in the air if they have landed. Where do you think his anxiety is right now?
I think he's elated right now.
Yeah.
I think he's thrilled. I think he just probably got a Guinness at a airport pub and is doing an Irish jig through the airport.
What do you think, Callis?
I think it's an innate. I mean, I'm sure he's still anxious, like he's still feeling it, but it's definitely going down.
I really hope that what you said earlier, I really hope that he used his wisdom and didn't rent a car, because as nervous and anxiety riddled he is, like, if he had to drive on the opposite side of the road, like, that's a disaster. That'd be a disaster. So I hope he is Ubering or has a car service throughout his trip. Maybe we'll check in with him and give him a cold call in a little bit. See what he's doing. See where he's at. Pat, the interesting matchup for me, as I said earlier, is the coaching matchup. Let's break down this coaching matchup. You know, you got Brian Flores, who's the D coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings. Brian Flores, obviously, was a former head coach and coached for a year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Great defensive mind. Knows Mike Tomlin very well, knows how to throw a lot at you on defense. On offense for them, Kevin O'Connell, their head coach, he seems to be one of the most, you know, explorative, I guess, is maybe the word, head coaches out there. I really like him and what he brings to the table. He seems to get the most out of a lot of guys, especially guys like Carson Wentz, especially guys like Sam Darnold. I mean, he resurrected Sam Darnold's career. Now, time will tell what pans out for J.J. McCarthy, a young quarterback, but I think that Kevin O'Connell would prefer, if you gave him some truth serum, having Carson Wentz as the starter than J.J. McCarthy right now, because Carson Wentz is that veteran and can handle some things that Kevin O'Connell has to handle whenever J.J. McCarthy's in there, because he's a young player. So you have those two going against Mike Tomlin, Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin. How do you see this going? Do you think that the Steelers have a plan for what they're to expect from the coaches of Minnesota? Do you think that Minnesota is going to throw everything at them and try to take advantage of the Steelers? Like, whose side are you on this coaching matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I think Minnesota is more creative than Pittsburgh in terms of what they do. I think they have largely better personnel at a lot of positions, key positions. They're going to get the left tackle back and Darisaw. You know, at quarterback, I'd still go with Aaron Rodgers over Carson Wentz, rather. Defensively, you know, they're, you know, Rodgers was terrific a week ago, two picks. I mean, obviously he was great. Grenard, the D-end, was one of the league leaders in sacks last year. I mean, on paper, Minnesota has a lot going for him.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot going for him, including two young, creative play callers on both sides of the ball. Now, when you really dig deeper into the matchup, Minnesota's given up $130 a game on the ground. And Pittsburgh needs to run the ball in this game. They have to run the football in this game. They've got to do it for a number of reasons. One, Minnesota's not very good at defending it. Two, they're one of the better pass rushers in the NFL, Minnesota. They had 9 sacks on the year. That's like fifth, tied with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's at 8. And you're not protecting the passer very well right now. I don't love these matchups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love Jonathan Allen against, you know, Broderick Jones or Grenard against Broderick Jones. I just don't love it. I don't love Van Ginkle coming off the edge on a back. He had double-digit sacks a year ago. You got to slow that down. You got to run the football. Contrastly, defensively, I think you have to mix things up against Wentz. He hasn't played in a while. You've got Jefferson and Addison back. Obviously, Hawkinson's one of the better tight ends in the league, top half of the league for sure. But it starts with stopping the run. And, you know, them not having, you know, the Aaron Jones back there, Mason's a bigger back. If they get the run game going and you have to go one high safety and one-on-one. So to me, the game boils down to, can Pittsburgh stop the run and run the football to control that line of scrimmage? If they can, it'll be a close game. If not, and it gets into a passing contest, I like Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's a significant advantage that Brian Flores coached underneath Mike Tomlin for a year and now is the defensive coordinator for Minnesota going against Mike Tomlin?
I always struggle with this because so much changes year to year with personnel. I mean, when Brian Flores was here, you had Micah Fitzpatrick and a whole different group of players. Now you've got Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay and, you know, you've got all these pieces back there, Deshaun Elliott, that weren't there for Flores. So perhaps he's sharing some knowledge with Kevin O'Connell and otherwise about what Tomlin likes to do, what Terrell Austin likes to do. But that most of that information is public knowledge. I mean, you watch film,
right?
It's out. The All-22 is out there for people to watch. The thing that's interesting about what Minnesota is able to do is it is so different than what Pittsburgh does. And they are just so, I mean, they'll show 7 across and drop the 2 deep,
mm-hmm.
like out of nowhere. And if you can do that and stop the run and not be vulnerable to the run, it's going to make it a tough day because you're giving a young offensive line a lot of different looks. The way you slow that down and protect those guys, and by virtue of protecting them, protect your quarterback, 41-year-old quarterback, is by running it right at him with Jalen Warren and getting him going. You'll get them out of those looks pretty quickly. If they don't get them out of those looks, they're going to keep happening, and it's going to be happening on 2nd and 10 and 3rd and 10. And that's not a down and distance this team can live in very often. And it was my fear coming into the season, and those fears are coming to fruition. I think Aaron Rodgers is doing pretty darn well given what he has. But he doesn't have a lot of time back there. And if there's exotic looks happening and they're in long D&Ds because they're not running the football effectively, it's a recipe to lose the game.
Now, we know that the Steelers want to establish a run. You just broke that down very well. Breakdown of, you know, the run defense of Minnesota. Steelers, even if the run defense was very, very good for Minnesota or very bad, it doesn't matter. I think the Steelers want to establish a run game. Should they stick with establishing the run game if the run game isn't working? And I felt like that happened last week a little bit where Arthur Smith was like, we still got to run the ball, even though that there was no cracks, there was no holes, and you just felt like the run game was never going to get going after the first drive. The first drive, it seemed like, in the first quarter, they were running the football pretty well, and then it stalled out. And then Arthur Smith sometimes would go back to the run game, even though that he knew or we knew that it wasn't going to work. Should they keep establishing the run game, even if it's not working in this football game?
Yeah, I think situationally it depends. I mean, if you have a lead, yes. I mean, absolutely. Clock management, time of possession comes into play. But it's a complementary aspect of the game, right? How's your defense playing, right? Are they the last thing you want to do is if you're up, you know, go 3 and out and then punt it away, and then your defense is back out there and having to cover Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and Hawkinson and so forth. So Yes, I think the short answer to that question is yes. How they do it, though, I think it is can be different, right? Calvin Austin involved in the run game. You can even get Jonnu Smith involved in the run game. But Jaylen Warren, I think he gets better as the game goes on. I really do. I think he's a big play waiting to happen. And I think he's a guy that merits 20 to 25 touches a game. I really do. I mean, you're invested in him now. He has proven to be, if not your most explosive playmaker on offense, one of two, maybe three, with Metcalf and certainly Calvin Austin. But he merits 20 to 25 touches in this game. How they do it will bear out. But I think they got to be guaranteed touches, not a wheel route down the sideline. Right, a guaranteed touch is a screen, a draw, a handoff. And get him the football in space and let him make plays. Get the ball out of Rodgers' hands and try to run them out of some of these exotic looks so they play more favorably to what you want to do.
And I'm going to put you on a spot a little bit here. If you're Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin in this defense, like, you know what the Minnesota Vikings are probably going to try to do to attack your defense. If you watched the film last week, Hunter Henry, the tight ends across the middle, it seems to be a problem for many years that they can't throw over the middle of the field, and on defense, they can't protect the middle of the field. If you're the defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin or Mike Tomlin, how do you stop TJ Hockenson of getting open in the middle of the field and getting so many catches like Hunter Henry did last week?
Yeah, I mean, they put you in a lot of binds personnel-wise, right? I mean, I don't think New England really did, but I think certainly Minnesota does, because you could be dealing with Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson on the same side, opposite sides. But I really think in this game, you want to make Minnesota run it. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as you may think that Carson Wentz is damaged goods, or you're not one of the better quarterbacks you're going to play, you know, I probably feel better about playing J.J. McCarthy than I do Carson Wentz if I'm Pittsburgh. I'm playing a two-shell. I'm trusting Ramsey on probably Addison and or Jefferson, if you're not bracketing Jefferson outside. And perhaps you're playing a version of two-man where you have Peyton Wilson covering the tight end and there's no ambiguity there. Because what I saw last week were mix-ups in zone responsibilities and pass-offs on some of those wide-open ones. If it's two-man, it's pretty easy. Two-shell, make them run it. If they run it effectively and your front seven can't hold up with two high safeties, you're going to have to pick your poison then.
This Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. All right, coming up next, Pat and I will break down the player matchups of the game. There's a lot of player matchups. We just did the coaching matchups and what to expect on offense and defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. Now let's move on to the player matchups. Who is dangerous for Minnesota? Who could be dangerous for the Pittsburgh Steelers? We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's 8:22. Now is the time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Dickerson Bostic here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Crowley is in Ireland. I don't know if he's landed yet. I haven't texted him, but he should be landing right about now with 1,000% anxiety. All right, Pat, let's go through this player matchup. You know, who do we think, and if you follow football, you know who we think that could probably beat the Steelers, and it's the best wide receiver in the game. But do we think that Jalen Ramsey will follow around Justin Jefferson, who's the best wide receiver in this game or in the league? Do we think that it is appropriate for Jalen Ramsey to follow around Justin Jefferson for this football game?
I'd probably put, honestly, someone else on him and give help over the top and put Ramsey in the slot. You know, because they're gonna. I'd have him on Addison. At times, I'd mix it up.
Okay.
I wouldn't just exclusively follow him. I think it depends on alignment, how their, you know, what their personnel grouping is. But if they're in 11 personnel and Addison's a slot, I think Ramsey's a valuable run defender in there too, for how they like to play. And I don't hate having him in nickel, especially if Porter's back and ready to go.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Now, Jordan Addison is back after his suspension. Do you think he hits the ground running, or do you think it's going to take it some time to get back in the swing of things? I mean, what do you remember from him, obviously, at the University of Pittsburgh, yeah. Won the Biletnikoff? He's a good, really good receiver in the NFL. I mean, he's made a lot of plays coming back from a suspension. Do you think it's going to take some time, or do you think he's going to be a factor?
I think he's ready to go. The only question I would have is how much has he worked with Carson Wentz? But I'm sure, you know, they've been getting him work, and he's so smooth, such a detailed and fluid route runner. I think that he picks up right where he left off,
mm-hmm.
and gives them obviously a formidable weapon opposite the best, if not one of the two best receivers in football in Justin Jefferson.
Carson Wentz. We said a little bit about Carson Wentz earlier, you know, and J.J. McCarthy. Like, do you think that J.J. McCarthy will be the franchise quarterback as the years go on? Do you think he has that in him? Or do you think that this is going to be a situation wherever J.J. McCarthy comes back and Carson Wentz is playing so well that they're going to have to make a serious decision?
If this continues, if he plays like he plays last week against the Steelers and they win in Ireland, and then they play in London after that. I mean, I don't think J.J. McCarthy put enough on film to be like, oh, yeah, he's the dude. I mean, obviously they had the comeback win, but he hasn't been clean. He's missed some throws. His timing's been a little bit off. Mobility is a part of what he can do, which Wentz doesn't really bring that component. But I think it depends on circumstances to answer your question. If they're winning, they've got a lot of experience riding a veteran hot hand. They did it a year ago with Sam Darnold and did it to great effect.
Do you think that if Aaron Rodgers wasn't the quarterback of the Steelers, would the Steelers have a win right now? Do you think if it was Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, or even, say, Kenny Pickett, do you think the Steelers have a win right now? Or are they in the position they're in because of Aaron Rodgers?
I think they're 1-2, and the only win they have is against New England. I thought Rodgers made some big plays against New York. That was a shootout. I don't think they beat Seattle either way. Frankly, it's a bit of a miracle that they only won the New England game by 7 with plus four in turnover differential. And I think they win that game with Russ and with Kenny, frankly. It looked like a Steeler win over the past 3-4 years, right? I mean, it wasn't pretty. Their defense was opportunistic. New England did a lot to lose the game, and Pittsburgh did enough to win it. But even the touchdown throw to win it was a poor throw by his own standards. He said that. I mean, he didn't try to back shoulder him.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin had him beat by 3 steps. So I don't think he played his best game, and therefore I think any of the starters over the past couple of years probably find a way to win that game.
Why do you think that they haven't gotten the tight ends involved? I mean, coming into the season, I think we assumed that the tight ends would be, you know, one of the, like, 13 personnel, three tight ends, or even 12 personnel would be their top formation. I do believe the 12 personnel still is their top formation, but, I mean, I think Jonnu Smith has, like, 65 yards. Pat Freiermuth has 65 yards. Darnell doesn't even have a catch outside of the two-point conversion. Connor Hayward has one catch. Like, what do you think is going on with Arthur Smith's tight ends and not in the utilization being as down as it is?
I haven't watched it in detail enough to say this with 100% certainty, but I would attribute it to two things. One, they're not running the football consistently. So the play action, the movement passes, the ability to get tight ends in the second level as a result of a consistent run game is not there. And I think they're using them to help in protection. I think they're late getting out. I think they're helping. I think, you know, even when you use a tight end to bluff a defensive end, you know this having played the position, it delays their release. It delays their, they have to arc. There's things they have to do to get out of there because you're using them to distract the defensive end because you don't trust Fautanu and Broderick Jones to protect. So unfortunately, that's, I think, a culprit in this whole thing is they were rolling the dice, banking on Fautanu and Broderick kind of learning on the job. McCormick to some extent too. Samalu and you know, obviously they feel pretty good about Frazier inside too and Samalu. But there hasn't been that growth yet. And will it happen? I don't know. I don't feel great about it. I don't think a lot of people feel great about it. Mm-hmm. So you're forced then to have those guys hunker down. If your guards aren't harping your tackles, someone needs to help them.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to help multiple people, which is not a good position to be in a protection unit.
Have you been? It's just crazy. I started laughing there because I'm like, man, they're like helping each other.
Think about it, right?
It's crazy,
right? Like you don't want to leave a guard on an island, which means you're leaving a tackle on an island. So if you have to phase in help at multiple positions in protection, you're turning a 5-man protection into a 7-man protection.
You don't have good enough
players. Or a 6-man protection into a 7-man protection. And that's what it comes down to. They don't feel comfortable in matchups. And football ultimately is a game of one-on-one matchups. So if a team's playing two high safeties and you can't run the ball, where do they have matchups then? They're bracketing you outside. They got two over top of DK, right? They're not coming hard downhill. They're staying back there. So when you try to play action and run a wide deep cross, you have to check it down. Because they're playing soft, because they don't believe you can run the ball against
mm-hmm.
them. Okay, now you get too high zone, and it's third down. You don't feel good about your one-on-one matchups on a 4-man pass rush. So you keep 6 in, 7 in, to delay get out. Your down the field routes are covered. You're checking the ball down on 3rd and 9, tackle, punt.
It's the best explanation.
So that's where they're at. That's where they're at right now. And it comes down to not being able to win battles up front.
And that's why probably DK Metcalf hasn't been as productive as we probably assumed whenever he was traded for.
Right, because Aaron Rodgers has said this. I mean, he's been pretty crystal clear. Like, they're two high safeties. We have to run the ball. Have to run the ball. You can screen. You can throw junk out there and get 4 or 5 yards a clip. But ultimately, to get them out of it, you've got to be able to run the ball. Is the back good enough? Yes. They're not good enough up front right now. And I don't know where the answers lie. If they're within, they need to come out. And it needs to start on Sunday morning. It needs to start because this is a defense that has given up 130 a game. And if they're not at or near that number, I don't feel good about their chances.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, we're going to take a trip around the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Trip around the NFL, Patty. All right.
Let's go.
Ravens.
I love this song.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. We had to search for this. This is the one I had in mind, but I couldn't explain it to him. And I was like, it's you know, the CBS theme, but it's not the CBS theme. We got to find it. So we had to search for it, and it's a staple for ours now. I'd love it. Absolutely love it.
Great
Ravens
stuff.
Lose to the Detroit Lions. Did you watch that game the other night?
I did.
That looked like different football that was being played compared to whenever we watch here in Pittsburgh on Sundays. The Ravens are now 1-2, and they have lost to the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions, two Super Bowl contenders, two big-time teams in the NFL, right?
Yep.
People are down on the Ravens. Are you down on the Baltimore Ravens? Is this the year where they get taken advantage of?
No, I think they'll hang around, but I think what's being proven is they don't have championship DNA. I don't think they make winning plays and winning moments, and it starts with the quarterback. Think of the 2-point play against,
yep.
You know, all the things, you know, it fumbles by Derrick Henry. They're going to fill up the stat sheet. They're going to be a hard out, but ultimately, Detroit had championship DNA.
Yes, they did.
They went for the jugular.
Yes, they did.
And they got two damn good tailbacks, and they block again and again. And again, they're physical, man.
Yes, they
fun
are.
Fun to watch.
And you know what? What people are forgetting is that, you know, as Pittsburgh fans want to cheer and are excited about the Ravens' record and them losing these games, you know, the Steelers have to play those teams at some point this season. They got to play the Detroit Lions, and they got to play the Buffalo Bills whenever teams really hit their peak. So we'll see how those games go. Hey, listen, Pat. Sunday, I think it's at 4 p.m., round 4 p.m., 4:05 or 4:25. One team is going to be 1-3. Ravens or Chiefs? We got Ravens-Chiefs this Sunday. One team is going to be 1-3. Can you imagine? Which team are you siding with? Who has the most pressure? Who needs to win this game the most on Sunday?
I think Baltimore needs to win it the most. I think Kansas City has had its run. They're... Dare I say they're in a post kind of, 2018-19 Penguins world. Kelsey's not the same Kelsey. Mahomes is trying to do it on his own. They haven't really replaced Tyreek Hill. They've been good, but the patches they've put on holes are now starting to wear. I think Baltimore wins this game, and I think they're more desperate than Kansas City because Kansas City's done more. They've accomplished more.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that in the back of their mind. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, they've got like, we're still in our window, and it's closing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Baltimore needs to win it more, and I think they'll win the game.
Are you a Caleb Williams believer after them whooping the Dallas Cowboys? Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson believer?
Not yet. Okay. Russell Wilson just got benched. He threw for 5 touchdowns and 500 yards against Dallas last week or whatever it was. So do I think it can work? Do I think he has immense talent? 1,000%. Immense talent. Is Ben Johnson an innovative, genius offensive mind? Absolutely. But I'm not ready to say that I'm a believer yet.
Will Jackson Dart save Brian Daboll's job?
That's a tough one. I think he'll be good. I think Brian Daboll's job will depend on whether that good is a 500 record, at or around a 500 record. If Dart's good and they go, 4-13 or 5-12, I think there's other good offensive coaches out there that they're going to feel better about coming in and mentoring Jackson Dart. Now, if they turn this thing into 8-9, 7-10, starting 0-3, I think it saves his job.
Are the Cincinnati Bengals done?
Yeah, I think so. And I think for this year, and I think that Joe Burrow is, I saw somebody liken him to Andrew Luck. And I don't think they're the same person, but I think that they're victim to the same issue, which is they get hit too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be, the Steelers should be watching what's happening in Cincinnati. And as they prepare to draft their quarterback of the future, they should pay close attention to the fact that if they don't protect that person, if they think that they're going to go get Drew Aller next year, or whoever, you know, Garrett Nussmeier, and he's going to come in and replace Aaron Rodgers if Aaron does retire and come in and be the guy with Broderick Jones and Troy Fautano on either side, they don't need to address that position. You could be looking at a similar problem because Rodgers has taken hits now at 41 that can scar a 23-year-old.
Are the Indianapolis Colts for real?
Yes.
You believe in them?
They've punted once this year.
Wow.
They've punted one time.
Even with their, I guess she's the owner. She's on the headsets.
She's on the headsets. They run the ball. They play good defense. They've got a veteran quarterback that has bought into what Shane Steichen's doing. Michael Pittman's a dude. There's a little bit of magic in Indy. Yeah, they're for real.
How do you feel about Tom Brady being on the headsets and communicating with Chip Kelly, even though that he's doing the broadcast? I don't know if we've ever talked. We've talked about this yet. I don't think we talked about
it. Yeah, I mean, it'd be one thing if he was doing, like, you know, local Raiders stuff, but he's at other practices and so on. I think there's a little bit more hype here than what is reality. I mean, he's not sitting in game plan meetings with, you know, the Ravens and the what game's he doing this week? Indianapolis at L.A.
Mm-hmm.
for whatever. He's not sitting in game plan meetings with Daniel Jones
mm-hmm.
and then taking them back and saying, here, Chip, here's what Indy's doing on defense. You know, he's getting access to the Raiders because he's on an ownership stake, and he's getting a broadcaster's lens into the general happenings around the teams that are playing in the games he calls. Little bit of a conflict of interest, potentially, but ultimately I think more smoke than fire.
I actually, speaking of Tom Brady, two nights ago I had a dream that me and Jim Nance had to go through this mansion, and we had to fight off alligators. And we had shovels, and we were running through this mansion, fighting off alligators, hitting the alligators in the head with shovels, and then we had to take on two black bears. And there was it was like in a stadium. It was like a stadium filled with people, but it was in a mansion.
Doran, I'm quite confident that you were the only person alive that's had that dream.
And we're working together trying to get through the
when
end.
You guys got into like the foyer. Like the and the Bears were there, did Jim Nance go, hello, friends?
Pat, I'm not joking. That's what was going on. So we complete the task. And like there's probably like 50,000 people there.
Dickerson hits a black bear over the head with a shovel.
But the last task we had to do was give our final call together. So he was like, I want you to impersonate Tony. So I had to impersonate Tony Romo in my dream. And he's like, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it. I was like, oh, Jim, we
Jim,
did it.
This is great.
We beat the alligator.
He runs a corner post, and the defender falls down. Dropped the ball.
Man, I swear, that's
a great dream.
True story. And then I woke up, I just started laughing.
Hey, speaking of broadcasters, kudos. J.J. Watt's really good.
That was my last question for you. J.J. Watt, how do you feel about him? Obviously, you feel he's really good. I do, too.
He's really good. I still think Greg Olsen's really good, too.
Uh-huh.
Both of them sporting beautiful heads of hair.
I like that J.J. Watt is bringing Ian Eagle outside of his box a little bit, like making jokes, laughing.
Yeah. Yep.
It's making it more of a normal conversation. Like two guys are just calling a broadcast and we're watching football. I mean, whenever he was like, hey, he grabbed the booty. You know, you never heard Ian Eagle do that before.
J.J. Watt's really good.
He is good. He is really, really good.
Props to J.J.
Absolutely. All right. That's a trip around the NFL. Coming up next, I was going to go with one segment, but now I'm going to move that to 9 so we have some time because this at 9 o'clock, it's really Pat's take over the last couple months, and I want to elaborate even more. So coming up next,
We have Quiz Callus. You ready, Callus?
No.
All right, good.
Oh, we got Quiz Callus. You didn't even play the music. Look, you forgot already. Look,
he's trying to dodge it.
I thought you would just cue it.
He's dodging it.
Like usually you just come right in with it. You're ready to rock and roll, baby. Come on.
All right, Callus.
Now, we put this up on our website, and you should know this. And it's the same concept as it was last week, but you should know the names that we're going to talk about because it was put out there. It was announced yesterday. All right, ready. 128 modern era football players were nominated for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame on Tuesday. Two of the nominees played at the University of Pittsburgh, and seven played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, I named the player, and you, Callus, named the position that the player played.
Okay.
There's nine of these, plus three random Minnesota Vikings trivia questions that you should know. Okay? That anybody that watches football should know.
I don't want to jinx it, but... I think I might get a perfect score.
Over under.
Okay, because see, I'm throwing you a bone because this was put out there by our station yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't read it. But
okay. All right. Over under, I'm gonna go five.
I was gonna go 5.5.
Okay, 5.5. We'll go 5.5. Are you ready, Callus?
Yes.
Number one, James Ferrier.
Perfect score. He's not gonna get the first one.
Oh, he was a linebacker.
There you go. Hey, good job.
I played with him in Madden 08 several times.
That is awesome. All right. Number two, Larry Fitzgerald.
Wide receiver.
Okay, there we go. You're 2-0. You're not going to get this one. Number three, Carnell Lake.
Cornerback.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Safety and corner. Yes. Good job.
You said I wasn't going to get it.
I did say that. Wow. Number four, LeSean McCoy.
Running back.
There you go.
That, what, 4 for 4?
Yeah.
4 for 4. Number five, Gary Anderson.
Wide receiver.
That is incorrect.
Shoot.
That kicker. Is incorrect. Gary Anderson, yes, Pat, was a place kicker.
Single bar face mask, baby.
Yep. Back in the day.
Drat. Okay.
Drat. Number six, David DeCastro.
Offensive lineman.
Yes.
Yeah, you can. No. You have guard. To say the. Okay. Good. You have to say the position.
Man,
guard.
If you would have gotten that wrong.
Right. Oh. Because tackle and guard are definitely different. And same with center. All right. Good
Center's
job.
Definitely different.
Yes, they all are. They're all different positions. You have to name the position, not the unit. Number seven, Hines Ward.
Wide receiver.
Okay. Number eight, James Harrison.
Outside linebacker.
Good job. Number nine, Marquise Pouncey.
Center.
Good job. So you only missed one there.
8 and 9.
You only missed one. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm happy for you.
Darn it.
And that's a missable one. Okay, I'll give that one to you. You know, Gary Anderson's kind of old. And
no, I'm annoyed with how much I've been teased. I want to get a perfect score one of these times.
You did very well.
You're off to the best start you've been off to. Very good.
Three bonus questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Chris Carter. Not our Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, but Chris Carter of the Minnesota Vikings. He's a Hall of Famer. What position did he play?
Wide receiver.
There you go. Good job. Chris Carter was a wide receiver.
9 for 10.
Former Pitt football player, Brian O'Neill, is a starter on the Vikings. What position does he play?
Safety.
Oh, boy. He plays tackle.
Oh, Trent.
Boy. That is a woof.
That is not good.
Darn.
Yes.
That is woeful.
Uh-huh.
My bad.
Yeah. Well, that's only two misses, so here's the last one. You better get this one, Callus. All right? Who is Minnesota Vikings' all-time leading rusher?
Adrian Peterson.
Callus, you did a fantastic job
there. Yes!
You did a fantastic job. Good job. That concludes Quiz Callus for today. Wow, you did a very, very good job.
10 for 12.
Yes.
He doubled the over-under. Well, hey, almost doubled the over-under.
Listen, I
it's amazing what happens when the negative energy isn't here from Crowley.
That is true.
Right?
I didn't even think about that. That is true. You're calm, collected. You used your mind. You thought
through
it.
Tried to fight me when we did the, you know, where do the these teams play? What cities do they play in? Oh, well, the New York Jets actually play in New Jersey. I'm Crowley. Jackass.
Drat.
Drat. The 50-minute mark on the van brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up next, this is Pat's original take, and I'm going to give Pat all the credit. So we're gonna get into detail of this. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll obviously know what it is when we start to talk about it, but this is Pat's original take, so I want to have some time to elaborate on it. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions today. High of 71, low of 64, 95% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 61, partly cloudy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.